dedicated the game to Daniel Fells and his family, and thank God we were able to give him a game ball. That was some football game tonight, and to have a guy from his room go up there and make that catch at the end of the game was just incredible. But, you know, we had a little trouble stopping him tonight, no doubt, and we played hard. We didn't get a whole lot done at times. Obviously, the play before the half didn't help any. We drove it the length of the field and then didn't come away with any points. But I would do that again, 11 seconds on the clock. I would do it again. You know, you throw it in the end zone, you throw it away. But I'm happy for our guys. You know, we finished the game the way that we had to finish it in order to win. We spread the ball around. Obviously, Shane had the big play down the middle of the field toward the end of the game there, which, you know, we fought our way back from some penalties there, which could have been devastating. But it was a hard-fought battle. Give credit to San Francisco for coming in here off of three losses and playing like this. We knew they would be a dangerous, dangerous team with nothing to lose and everything to gain, and they played like it. And their quarterback, Kaepernick, did an outstanding job, I thought, tonight as well. Their running game hurt us. We had a little difficulty stopping the run. But in the long run, we amassed a lot of yards and put some points on the board, got a little better than what we're shooting for from a goal standpoint. But to win and to come back and win like that, that's very exciting.
Tom, what happened with O'Gell? He was out.
Felt a little tug on the hamstring, so they held him out, and then I guess they decided he could go at the end of the game.
I mean, was he trying to lobby to get back on the field?
Oh, yeah. Every second.
When you're kicking field goals instead of scoring touchdowns, do you really think, okay, this is going to come back to haunt us?
No. Well, you do, but you know what? You got to take the points. I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to come away empty-handed. I thought that was the one play that I did go by the book, was fourth and two. I didn't expect them to roar down the field and score a touchdown right on top of it, but that was the play, and you know, I'd do that again too. You come away with no points at all. What's to say they won't do the exact same thing? Now the point distribution is against you. So there isn't any question. You're always thinking, why isn't this a touchdown? Why didn't we score a touchdown? But you know, we took the points when we did, and thank God we did.
Tom, do you feel like you kept them in the game in the first half, obviously capped by the kick at the end there?
I don't know if I felt that way. I mean, they did quite a bit of that work on their own. I mean, they kicked a couple field goals to stay after they'd driven the ball down the field too. So, you know, I anticipated a hard-fought game. I mean, everybody wanted to talk about the three losses in a row. I wanted to talk about Green Bay. I mean, they held Green Bay to 17 points, and they had the ball inside the 10 twice and didn't score at all. They went backwards. So I wasn't buying that deal.
Were you reluctant at all to put Odell back in, knowing he's...
Sure I was. But we're trying to win a game. He wanted to go. The medical people said let him go. I let him go. We'll see if, you know, what he's like tomorrow.
Tom, just to confirm, did he injure that during the celebration?
No, I don't think so.
Tom, you guys were moving the ball without him. Is going back in the game have an effect that you could tell?
Well, I think they would have played it the way they played it. You know, they got back and played too deep and weren't going to give us anything, you know, down the field, anything quick. When Shane caught that ball, it was, you know, Red Sea's parted. You know, it was one of those deals.
Coach, you start the season 0-2. You have the control of the first half. You lose it. You fight back. You have injuries, and you win the game out there. What does it say to your team from resiliency?
Well, they're resilient. They're tough. They're tough-minded. You know, they define themselves as a scrappy bunch, and they are that. You know, they are that.
Well, Tom, Eli, had career, Eli bringing guys down to the winning score. The receivers on the field. Your top crew's not playing. Your top two receivers at the beginning of the drive weren't on the field. And
the other guys made plays, and I'm happy about that. I was glad to see that. I told them in the locker room it took every guy tonight, every guy, in order to secure the win. There was people were playing and getting pushed into roles that they maybe hadn't been in before. So I think that's a real sign of a team.
What happened? Eli, Eli was trying to make a signal. Was he calling for timeout? Was he?
I guess he did, because they never looked to me, and I wouldn't have called it there. But that having been said, it all worked out.
Tom, Eli had career highs in attempts and completions, and what he did on that last drive. What does it say to his game, and how, you know, where does that game rank in terms of?
Well, comebacks it ranks, you know, no doubt. About as high as you could rank it, you know, to be down and to be able to do that in that amount of time with, as you said, with a lot of guys on the field that maybe hadn't been on there before. But it says a lot. It says a lot about a bunch of guys in a team that'll hang in there. I mean, I tell you, their rush at the end of the game was ferocious up the field. They didn't worry about anything else. And that put a lot of strain on us. There was, you know, the play to Miles down the field that, you know, we thought was on the – was not a catch right away, but who knows, you know?
The time. Coach, you have first place.
Discussion about the Odell back in the game happened as the play is being reviewed, the interception, or did you guys talk about it before?
No, the medical people started to, then I grabbed him to make sure that was what, and he wanted to go in and win, so.
Because that's when he came.
That's when they said he could go.
Coach, now it's your first place.
You obviously needed a lot from Eli in this game. How much did you sort of need him to carry you there because of the situation you were in, no down receivers?
He's our guy, you know. He's our guy. He understands that completely, and his focus and his work ethic and his preparation is second to none. And
say anything to him?
Do I have to say anything to him?
Does he sort of know?
He knows him.
How valuable?
One more last question.
How valuable is Shane Vereen?
Boy, he's made some, you know, in the short time he's been here, he's made a huge difference. Yeah, he's a scrappy guy too. I like that about him.
What's the latest you heard on Fells?
Fells has had two very good days in a row. And when we walked into his hospital room Saturday morning at about 7:30, Ed Triggs and I, he was sitting up. His wife was sitting up. They were both had a smile on their face. He had had really his first night's sleep for the whole week was that night. And then he put two together, and his MRIs have come back without any issues the last couple of days, and thank God, and hopefully he'll just continue in that direction and have this cleared up so that he can go home and see his kids.